Okay, so let's read from Warby Parker's website. That's one of the eyeglasses. I looked if you had a website. If I would have quoted from you otherwise, but it's this. You'll confirm whether Warby Parker's. I don't see if it's correct. When you're buying a new pair of glasses, your to-do list can grow quite long, from potentially updating your eye prescription, to picking out your favorite frame styles, to researching the types of lenses and coatings. There's many things to figure out. Amidst all these considerations, it's easy to forget another important one, which is the fit. Anyone who's had a pair of glasses fly off their face at any moment knows that well-fitting frames are a must. But fit is more than a matter of convenience and comfort. Glasses that don't fit well can cause eye strain, headaches, and disruptions to your vision. You agree?
Yeah.
Okay. So now the question is, what in the world does this have to do with halacha in general? And what in the world does this have to do with Havdalah, which is our topic tonight, or our series topic? So now we're going to file this Warby Parker, information in the back of your mind, and let's move forward. My question for you is, does anyone here have a Havdalah candle which is encased in glass? In other words,
yes.
Interesting. So you light your fire, and then it's covered in...
No,
not covered in glass. Okay.
The whole thing is covered in glass, but the top is open.
Open. Okay. Does anyone have lantern that covers their Havdalah candle? When you make it would be a good idea. It's safer in some ways when you have a lantern. So the question the Yerushalmi deals with is such a case of a Havdalah candle covered in glass, is it good for Havdalah? And I'm going to read to you a few lines of a Beis Yosef, which is citing the Yerushalmi, and this is the whole Chabura, if you understand this. Now, the problem is we don't have good definitions for all these lanterns, but it's going to be extremely important what their definition is. He quotes the Yerushalmi. It's one line Yerushalmi, which says, Ner betoch cheko. If you have the candle in the midst of, I guess, your pocket or something like that. Oh, I don't know what cheko is. Maybe chek is like, right, correct. So it's probably, chek usually means your pocket. It probably means like some type of container. O betoch panas. Panas is literally a lantern. O betoch aspaklario. What is an aspaklaria?
Telescope.
It's a very confusing word. We're not going to translate it, and that's going to be the problem later on because we're not translating it. Or, roes ha-shalevis, you see the flame, ve'ena mishtamish l'ora, but you can't use the fire. Or mishtamish l'ora, you could use the fire, or use the light, ve'ena roes ha-shalevis, but you can't see the flame. In any of these cases, la'olam ein levarchin aleha, you don't make a brach on it, ad she roes ha-shalevis, until you see the flame, umishtamish la'ora, and you use the flame. You're with me so far? So the panis was no good, this lantern was no good, this aspaklarius doesn't seem to be good.
But the last part doesn't talk about the glass in between.
It's a little bit big.
It says if you see the flame.
But you can't benefit from it. Then it's no good. I just read to you the Yerushalmi.
It doesn't make sense.
Okay, we're going to get to that. One second. It's a little bit of a confusing Yerushalmi, which is part of the problem. Two more lines left. The end of Yerushalmi. Comes along the Archis Chaim, one of the Rishonim, and also cited in the Beis Yosef, and says, HaMevarech al Ashoshis. What's Ashoshis? That it might be some type of glass material, we'll see. Or some type of this, you make a brach on a candle which is an ashoshes, or an apanis, or on this lantern. Tzarech lohotzia or misham, you need to take the light out of this lantern, this container. Ad sheyira shalevis, until you could see the flame directly. Because of, so far so good, that fits with the Yerushalmi. Now hold on to your hat for this one. The cause of Arashba, the Ashoshes, this Ashoshes, he kiroa hashaleves. It's the same as if you see the flame, because Ashoshes seems to be you can see the flame, but it's through a container, right? And that's fine. It's as if you see the flame, he says. Avopanis, a lantern, which you can't see the flame, I guess, directly, eino roa esa shaleves. Says the Or Cheskayim on the Rajba, Vitimani, I don't understand what he's talking about, the Rajba. To Im Kane, if so, Polagar Rajba, our Yushami. The Rajba argues in the Yushami. The Yushami said, you have to, if you see it in an aspaklaria, which seems like it's glass, it's no good. To aspaklaria, mashmashi ashashis. So says the Or Cheskayim, I'm all confused. Says the Beis Yosef, it doesn't make any sense. On one end, the Yushami says a lantern is no good. And all these other, like, blockages of the light is no good to make avdol on the light. Seemingly, whether you can see the flame or not, it's not a direct seeing. If it's not a direct seeing, you know, there's a buffer in between it, even if that's a layer of glass, it's no good. Comes along the Rajba and says, no, no, no. Ashashis, this glass container, he kiroa shalavis. It's as if you're seeing the flame itself. It's through the glass, but that would be fine. How does that read with the Yerushalmi? Well, the Yerushalmi never used the word ashashis. It used something called an aspaklaria, which I thought was glass. Might be similar to glass.
Maybe it's something that's always clear.
Maybe it's something that's clear. So this is the major problem, that we have no idea how to read the Yerushalmi with Rajba. All I know from this Rajba is that certainly glass is fine, because he says, Ashashis hikiroa hashaleves. Yeah?
I think aspaklaria is a telescope.
Well, aspaklaria is used in a couple of things. We use aspaklaria like a vision in general. When we talk about aspaklaria mi'ira, like you're able to, certain Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see God through an aspaklaria mi'ira, and others were supposed to see him through an aspaklaria she'enamira. It's like a vision, a telescope type vision. So it's some type of, you could see the light, but it's with a glass in between. But says the Rajba, it's good for
Avdol. Aspaklaria is also included in the shoes for Chos and Bereshis, I think.
It could be. Correct. It's this type of, it's some type of, like, you know, heebie-jeebie. It's used in the Torah, but on a practical level, it could be like some type of telescope or some type of glass buffer. Says the Rajba, it's fine. Exactly. It's some telescope. It's some glass buffer which blocks you from the candle, which the Rajba says is fine. The Yerushalmi says it's no fun, not good. Says the Or Cheskayim, what's the Rajba talking about? Did he not read the Yerushalmi? Okay, so now we have a major problem. So how do you paskin? So you simply open up a Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch tells you, Ner betoch cheko. Again, I don't really know what this cheko is. Some type of, oh, he says, Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu. So I said, Muna betoch cheko. Again, cheko usually means like your pocket, or like it's she'eno roa shalheves. I guess you don't. It's, I guess it's somehow like it's blocked. It's covered in like some, I don't know. You got some blockage where you can't see it. So o betoch panas, or in times, or in a lantern. Okay, and then Rambam writes, what is a lantern? Kli shenosim bo aner shol techabet. Shouldn't burn out. It's a lantern. O betoch aspaklaria. Doesn't translate what aspaklaria is. Okay. Roa esa shalheves. You see the shalheves, you see the flame. Veina mishtamish or, but you can't use it. Mishtamish or, if you use it, veina roa esa shalheves. Ein mavarchin alea, ad she roa esa shalheves. Ha mishtamish or, until you see the flame and are able to use it. So it sounds like he just ignores the Rajba. The Shulchan Aruch, paskins straight up like the Yerushalmi, would glass, if you have your candle covered in glass, would it be good for Ner Havdalah?
If you're wearing glasses.
Okay, 1 second. Don't fall asleep for 5-10 minutes. 1 second. So it sounds like glass. I'm talking about the easier thing. I started off with my Warby Parkers. We'll get to your glasses in a second. It looks like most of the room wears glasses here. Yes, so myself included. So you're going to have huge problems. But first, let's talk about my candle covered in, if it's covered in a full lantern where I can't really see the flame, then for sure it's no good. If it's covered in glass, the Rajba seemed to say it was fine. Shulchan Aruch doesn't even mention that, just says this aspaklaria is no good. Now, is there any way to reconcile this with the Rajba? So everyone tries. The Magen Avraham, commenting on the Shulchan Aruch, said, well, look, the Yerushalmi never talked about this Ashoshes. It talked about Aspaklaria, and even Aspaklaria, it never really said it was no good. I don't know, I thought it said it was no good, the way we read the Yerushalmi, but he says, all the Yerushalmi needs is what?
You see
the flame and you benefit. If you have a candle and glass, do you see the flame?
Yes.
Do you benefit from the flame? You could. You get the light, right? The glass doesn't stop the benefiting from the light. So it says, Mangan Avram, I have no idea what he's talking about. I would go with the Rajba, that you, against the Shulchan Aruch, if you see the light, even if it's glass, it's fine. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, what's the brisker way to answer everything? There's two types of aspaklarias, and there's two types of ashoshises. I read to you this Aruch HaShulchan, a little bit confusing to understand. He says, some of these lamps, yesheroa shaleves, kagon shel zechuchis, if you have a glass lantern, you could see the flame. V'yesheinaroa, some lanterns, you can't see the flame. Kagon ha'isuya miminacher. V'cheinu aspaklaria, pa'amim kach, Upanim kach, there's two types of aspaklarias. There's two types of ashoshes. He says, "Varaj b'mayri, b'panas she'ena roa shalaves, v'rishamirai mayri b'roa, v'avo ashoshes la'olam roa." Glass, you could always see, and therefore glass is completely fine to do havdalah. So if you have a candle covered in glass, according to the Rajba, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, you are fine. You could follow the Rajba. Shulchan Aruch says no. Nah, he's talking about an aspaklaria where you can't see anything, and therefore you've got major problems. That is the Aruch HaShulchan's opinion. Fine. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and the Ber Halacha and says the Magen Avram really doesn't make any sense. The Yerushalmi was crystal clear. I will read to you the language of the Yerushalmi, the two lines again. It is super clear that he says that an aspaklaria, read it, he says, ner betocheko, if it's in this blockage, o betoch panis, or inside a lantern, o betoch aspaklaria, which is some glass thing, roa seshashalevis, if you see the flame, ve'ena mishtamishu ora, he says these are all different categories. He says you can't read the Yerushalmi any other way. He says you don't make a bracha in this case. So he says, I have no idea what the Magen Avraham is talking about. There's different types. There's not. The Yerushalmi is crystal clear, says the Ber Halacha, and the Yerushalmi forbids glass. The Rajba is not contradicting it because the Rajba holds that you, and this is the Rajba Sita in general. Why? What is the Rajba hold in general? Here's the million-dollar question. If you see something inappropriate, we'll leave it at that, naked flesh, yeah, but it's through glass, are you allowed to make a bracha?
No.
Well, this is not so simple because does the glass buffer the nakedness or not? So this is actually a very big dispute in the Gemara Brachas, and the Rajba is of the opinion that you can't make a bracha when you see the nakedness. Why? Because seeing through glass is considered
seeing.
So the Rajba's got this unique opinion, which others over there, including Rashi, might disagree. So says the Mishnah Berurah, great, the Rajba's got this great shita. It's not lahalacha. We are more mako in terms of, look, but the Rabbanan, you shouldn't make these brachas. But in some certain instances, we say that seeing through glass is not considered seeing. And that's the more simple read. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, you want to ask me how to paskin? I'll tell you yafal v'shulchan aruch straight up. Seeing through glass is not considered seeing for Avdallah, and everything now is problematic. So to sum up so far, you have a machlokas, Mishnah Berurah, and Aruch HaShulchan, if you could use glass-covered candle for your Havdalah. Now, what's this based upon? Follow me in this for 5 seconds before we get to our glasses and close out with the main shaylah, which happens to 90% of the room every week on Havdalah. New, we'll see what everyone does. But before we get to that, what's the lumdus? It's very easy. Why are we making a bracha, says the Sefer Chagai HaSela? Why are we making a bracha on the candle Matzei Shabbos? So we all know, oh, fire was created Matzei Shabbos. And therefore what? So there's two ways to say it. Are we making it because we want to remember that fire was created and it's just a remembrance. Fire is so important to us. It was created Matzei Shabbos. I want to remember that. If that's the case, how was fire created? In a glass or without a glass? Without a glass. So it needs to be in its pure form. If the fire is supposed to remind you that Adam Arishon created glass, it created fire, it, right, it, but it should be in its pure form. Oh, fine, okay, fine, but it's a match is still like a stick, no? So like a stick, it's the same idea. It's in its pure form. However, if you say the reason why we make the candle is what? Is that now, after Shabbos is over, it's permitted to use fire again. So I don't care if the fire is in a glass or not, as long as it represents the permissiveness that now I could use fire now that Shabbos is over, so then it doesn't make a difference if it's in a glass or not. So that's a little bit of lumdus we injected to maybe why these two opinions dispute. How do you pass an halacha l'maisa about the glass? We have a Mishnah Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan, the Rav Avadya Yosef, Svardim or Machmir, you shouldn't use it in a glass. The Kovetz Halachas of Shmuel Kamenetsky for Ashkenazim writes, even with Chachila, you don't have to worry if your candle is covered in glass. Not a problem at all. The Nishma Shabbos, he quotes both opinions, and he says, I'll tell you, Miu, but Kevin Sharov Gdolei Aposkim Mekilin Hachin Aktinen. Even though the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir, most commentaries are lenient, and therefore you could use your candle covered with glass. Which leads to our final question. If L'Chadchila you should be a Machmir, somehow like the Mishnah Berurah, what about glasses? Glasses, you're seeing the fire through glass, no?
But if you look at the lumbus that you just said.
Yep, let's hear.
If the idea would be about the glass around the fire. So if you're wearing glasses, the fire is still not...
No, it's not. Did Adam Arishon wear glasses?
What?
Adam Arishon wore glasses? No, he saw with his naked eye, no? So, unless he didn't know, how much would he have charged Adam Arishon, no? So insurance doesn't pay for Adam Arishon's. There's no insurance company. So do you have to take off your glasses when you look at the candle? It's the same Shaila for Kiddush Levana. Do you have to take off, huh? I know someone who does it for Kiddush Levana. Myself, I don't even have to take it off. I just go like this. The moon, I'm not that blind. I can see the moon, but you could see the moon. I can't tell you. I can't see the men on the moon. I can't see Artemis going around it, but I could see the moon itself. Yeah.
So you know, when I got married, right? So I got a wedding ring.
Okay.
And then my finger gets a little bit fatter.
Yeah.
Than when I was. So I asked the rabbi of the Enzo Farakwa, I asked Mashiach. The
yeah.
rabbi said that because I never take the ring off, he basically
comes
said,
oh, bottle to you.
It's not considered a chatzitza.
Excellent. Comes along the Ketzosa Shulchan and says, you should remove your glasses. You should remove your glasses. You to take it. You don't have to say it by blind. You don't have to if you're reading from a city, but you can just go like this for a second. Or half the people, if it's the, go like this. Look down. You can see over it. Yeah. Okay, so then, one second. I'm not, if it becomes, what?
It's
inside the eye. Then it becomes for sure about because you can't take it off. But the glasses, as you, Mr. over there, are proving to us, Mr. Kovitz, is your glasses on right now?
Mine?
Yeah. No. You just took it off. Why'd you take it off if it's part of you? But cataracts, anyone here take off their cataracts? No. So the point is that like your glasses go on and off. So, glasses go on, cataracts are an easy shiloh because it's part of, okay, so contact's a good shiloh. Contact's a middle, I don't know.
But why can't it just not be considered a chassid? It's part of your eye.
Okay, but he just took off his glasses. Not really part of his eye. He just took it off. He's sitting here with his glasses off. How could you say it's part of his eye? Hey, cataracts, can I understand. Contacts, I can even understand a little bit. But he's sitting there with his glasses off. Says Riktsos HaShokhan, side of Adir Shem Mishnah Berurah, says the Shlomo Zalman, just take off your glasses to look at it. And you can be out of your Shalmi in its pure form. I wouldn't see your Shalmi. You're possibly this one. Comes along the Chud HaShani, Rav Nissim Karelitz. He says... I don't know how blind everyone in this room is, but I'm telling you, unless you're really blind, tell me, you got to be, what vision do you have to be that you can't see fire four inches in front of your face? Pretty blind.
Pretty bad,
right? You think anyone in this room is that? It's hard to imagine. Yeah.
Different types of ashashas, for instance. One is with a clattered glass, one was with cured glass.
I guess so. I don't even know if the clotted glass was...
It's the equivalent of frosted glass.
I guess so. I hear you.
I was thinking, glass originally was like that window.
More frosted. I hear you.
You couldn't see.
I hear you. So maybe that's what he's talking about.
So maybe that's the pshat.
Maybe that's the pshat. Maybe that's what Aruch HaShulchan means. These two types of glasses.
Light glasses. I mean, optical quality of the current glasses is one thing. But they had them when they made these
original glasses.
Now that's probably what Aruch HaShulchan is getting at. That's probably what he means. He says Yesh. I'm not sure. He gets into different types.
Like the glass vase.
I hear you.
The glass vase was opaque.
The Chur Hashani says, don't think so hard about this. And Nissim Korelitz says exactly what Mr. Jacobowitz said. He said, "Vavarach ala esh kishyesh alein of mishkafayim," to make a bracha on the fire when you have glasses. He says, "Niradeno inyan u'nera shush." It's nothing to do with glass covering of a candle. He says, "Meisha mishkafayim," your glasses. He's already put back on his glasses. Look at that. They're bottled to a person. This is not a problem of not seeing the naked flame because your glasses are part of you. That's what he writes. Comes along. Okay, right, you're allowed to wear that. Exactly. Comes along the most unbelievable svara I saw. Comes along Rav Elchanan Halpern in the Kiryas Chana David, who died in 2015. He was a big Hasidish Posek in London. Now, the fun fact on Wikipedia of Rav Elchanan Halpern is when he was Nifter. Okay, follow me here. My wife and I and my kids tried to figure this out at the Shabbos table, and I shared this to them, this fun fact. He died at 95. 94, he had 1,400 direct descendants.
Wow.
He had 9 children. It's Hasidish. If they tried to figure this out, each one had 10. So the next generation had 100 and 1,000. And he was a great-great-grandfather already. So he already had pretty Kanaina Hara. So as time of Alperin's death, he was considered one of the most senior rabbis. He left behind over 1,400 direct descendants, including grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great great grandchildren. His 5 sons and 4 sons are all hold rabbinic positions. I didn't say that. But comes along the Kiryas Chana David and gives a fascinating reason why and we'll close with this, why glasses are fine. He says, listen to this. He says, there's a difference between glass and glasses. He says, Shani Davara Osri Lahagdil Hariya. Glasses are made to make you see better, not to make you see worse, he says. That, of course, is fine. Of course, you see the candle now better with the glasses than without it, he says. Even if you have some glass blockage, or what's the point of the blockage, so you don't burn yourself. It's to block the fire. It's to protect the flame. It's not to make you see it better. He says, Lefiza, according to this, or even a lamp, if the point of the lamp, there's a certain type of glass which is to make the light be shinier, to make it brighter, then it's fine. It's not a shaila. Glasses which are made to make you to see better are totally fine. This is, I think, relevant. I would tell you, part of this also has to do with going back to Warby Parker where we started. I think it makes a difference if your glasses fit nicely. People that, you know, when the glasses start falling off their nose, it's hard to say it's a buttle to them. You know, when my kids got their glasses, the first week, all they're doing is playing with the glasses on and off. And like, you know, even as adults, it's annoying the first few days. You think that the ground's coming up for the first 24 hours, right? And it's very, very discombobulating. So I think maybe during that first 24 hours, when the ground looks like it keeps on rising for you, or until you get used to your new prescription, maybe then you shouldn't, because then the glasses aren't really bottled to your head. But when you get to the point where it's a comfortable fit and you don't even notice it, half the time I don't even remember if I'm wearing my glasses after a shower, you put it back on or not. If you're not looking, reading something, then it takes a second to put it back on. So then if you're in that situation, then for sure you have the svar of the Chur Hashani, and certainly then you're using the glasses to benefit, then it's fine. Halacha l'maisa, you want to be super firm, all you have to do is look down for a second. You can see the glass like that.
Okay, I know I'm switching topics.
Yeah.
Based on that argument, that means for sure you shouldn't have issues on Rosh Hashanah with hearing shofar if you have a hearing.
Oh, so hearing is a good shiloh. That's another. Come back for Rosh Hashanah. We'll talk about that as well. Shkoyach, everyone.